as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Wherever you are standing, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Or let me hear your loudest amen if you are here. And clap your two hands together and magnify the Lord with a clap offering. Clap offerings are for free. So clap your two hands. Hallelujah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take back your seat in heavenly places. Lord, your word is already anointed. Anoint these lips of clay and ordain power in my mouth. By the preaching of your word, let the sick be healed. Let the demonized be set free. Lord, we pray that you will favor your people. You have mercy upon us. You make a way for us where there is no way. That tonight's power anointing session will live up to its name. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. We have prayed. Amen. Oh, amen. Clap your two hands. Welcome somebody on your left and right. Those on this side, just come here. Let's welcome. Let's welcome one another. Just tell somebody you are welcome. You are welcome. Please, when we come to church, let's be seated where the ushers ask us to sit. Hallelujah. So I'm speaking to you tonight, and we are going to pray about the mercy of the Lord. We are going to pray for the mercy of God tonight. And so I'm speaking to you about the Lord's mercies. The Lord's mercies. Hallelujah. The Lord's mercies. Turn your Bibles with me to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. And we are all reading together. We are going to be very fast. One go. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Are you reading? Because his compassion fails not. 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And in verse 24, he said, the Lord is my portion. May the Lord be your portion. Oh, tonight your amen can be a believer's one. That the Lord is my portion. Continue reading. Says my soul, therefore I hope in him. 25. The Lord is good to those who wait on him or who wait for him. To the soul who seeks him. As you are seeking God in prayer and fasting, may the Lord be good to you. I said this month, March, may the Lord be good to you. This very night, may the Lord be good to you. Why? Because it says the Lord is good to those who wait on him. So as you are praying, as you don't stop praying, and as you are waiting, the Lord of this house will be good to you. The God of this altar will be good to you. Clap your two hands and say, good to me, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And so what is the meaning of mercy? Mercy simply, like I've explained to you over the years, is a compassionate disposition of the Lord that makes you not get the bad you rightfully deserve. A compassionate disposition that makes you not receive the evil that you rightfully deserve. You have done something, there are consequences, but mercy can make you not get the bad or the consequences that you should get. Are you getting what I'm saying? Again, mercy is what exempts you from receiving and experiencing the evil you rightly deserve. Mercy is what exempts you from receiving or from experiencing bad that you deserve. Because of the family you are coming from, there is something that happens to everybody that must also happen to you. But mercy is what exempts you. Because of a certain behavior or something that you did, there are consequences that must follow. But mercy is what ensures that you don't receive the consequences of your actions, or you are exempted from the consequences of your family's actions, or you are exempted from not harvesting what you sowed. I pray for 50 people here tonight that may the mercy of God exempt you from pending danger. May the mercy of God exempt you from pending evil. Every consequence of your action that will be to your disadvantage, may the mercy of God exempt you. If your amen is loud, the Lord will have mercy on you. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. So what does the Lord's mercy do for us? What does the Lord's mercy do for us? Number one, the Lord's mercy prevents destruction. He said, by the mercies of the Lord, we are not consumed. Lamentations 3:22 again. Through the mercies of God, we are not destroyed. Tell somebody by you, because of God's mercies, you will not be destroyed. Tell him, even though you might have made a mistake, say, even though you deserve a certain wrong, a certain evil, may the mercy of God not allow you to be destroyed. May the mercy of God preserve you from destruction. If you are here, your amen will be loud. And as your amen is loud, the Lord will deliver you from destruction. The Lord will deliver you from destruction. Or sometimes there are things that you may enter into, or there are some distractions that will be lined up against your family, against your job, or your people in the line of your business, or your company, or an association you belong to, or something that may be coming against you as a result of who you are, where you are from, or what you have done. But the mercies of God is what can deliver you from being consumed. I declare that may nobody here be consumed by the enemy. Are you sure you came here tonight? Are you sure you came for the power of the Lord? May the mercies of God preserve your life tonight. May the mercies of God preserve your marriage from destruction. May the mercies of God preserve your career from breaking apart. May the mercy of God preserve your future. Clap your two hands and say, I receive the mercy of God. Number two, the Lord's mercy establishes us in preservation. The Lord's mercy establishes our preservation. It is the Lord's mercy that preserves us, that protects us, that keeps us in safety. It's the Lord's mercy. May you be preserved. May you be established. May you be preserved. That is what the mercy of God does. It preserves us. It establishes our preservation. Otherwise, the enemy will be able to attack you. Otherwise, the enemy will be able to destroy you. Otherwise, the enemy will be able to touch you. But when the mercy of God is in your life, it establishes your preservation. Others will be going down, but you'll be going up. When others say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Everybody shout, there is a lifting up. Say, there is a lifting up for my finances. Shout, there is a lifting up for my business. Shout, there is a lifting up for my pocket. Shout, there is a lifting up concerning my marital destiny. Shout, there is a lifting up concerning my spiritual life. Shout, lifting up. But the Lord is establishing your preservation, your protection. Your enemies will come in one way, they flee in seven ways. Because mercy is at work 24/7. God doesn't take his mercy from you, so your preservation too is assured. When God takes away his mercy and brings it periodically, then his preservation will be periodically. But the Bible says that wherever David went to, the Lord preserved him. Wherever. Shout wherever. Any day, anytime. 24/7. Number three, the Lord's mercies guarantees restoration and healing. The Lord's mercies guarantees restoration and healing. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Matthew 14, verse 14. Matthew 14, verse 14. Is that, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion because of them, and he healed their sickness. He healed all those who were sick. Because of what? His compassion. Because of his mercies and love towards them. He healed all of them. In Luke chapter 18, verse 42. Luke 18, verse 42. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. This was the man, blind Bartimaeus, who cried, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And the Bible says that Jesus said, be restored with your sight. Whenever mercy is contacted, restoration is contacted. Restoration is apprehended. Restoration is received. I pray for 50 people here tonight that by the mercies of God, whatever you have lost may be restored. Whatever you have lost, may you be restored. And every sickness in your life is departing. Every sickness in your life is departing. Whatever is sick in your life is being healed. Your sick business, your sick finances, your sick relationship, your sick marriage, your sick spiritual life, your sick ministry. Whatever is sick, the Lord is restoring you with health. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are here. Shakatarabahash. The man was restored with sight immediately when he contacted mercy. He was restored. So whatever you lose can be restored by mercy. Number four. The lost mercy guarantees liberation and deliverance. The lost mercies guarantees your liberation, your freedom, and your deliverance. If God will deliver someone, he first must have mercy on the person. Because that which is coming is greater than you. That which they have planned is bigger. Sometimes it is actually something you brought on your own self and has the right to destroy you. Bible says that even the lawful captives shall be delivered. That means that there are captivities that are lawful captivity. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we say lawful captivity, not just say, it's like a cheap person say that, say a cell. Say one now, compare one cell. One now, compare one. So it's like there are things that we cause them. There are places we shouldn't go that we went to. There are things we shouldn't take that we took. There are things we shouldn't do that we did. And so sometimes the devil has the right to molest us, to oppress us, to destroy us, to attack us, to fight us. That is what we call lawful captivity. That's what the Bible said in Isaiah. That the lawful captive shall be delivered from the mighty. Any mighty thing that has conquered you lawfully, I command by the message of God, you are liberated. You are liberated. Every addiction, you are liberated. Every yoke, you are liberated. Every curse, you are liberated. Whatever your father put all of you your heads under, you are liberated from it. Whatever your ancestors went to put all your family under, you are liberated from it. Whatever your own actions brought you into, you are liberated. If you are that one, you will shout liberation. Say, I am liberated. Clap your two hands together if you believe it. Isaiah 49 verse 25, even the lawful, is that the captives of the warriors will be released and the plunder of the tyrant will be retrieved. For I will fight for those who fight you and I will save your children. We are praying here. So King James, I'll fight for those who fight you and I'll save your children. Is that even the lawful captive shall be taken. The captive of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the terrible. Hallelujah. For I will contend for them that contend against thee, and I will save thy children. Can I hear an amen? Number. So the Lord guarantees your liberation and your deliverance. Luke 13, verse 11 to 17. Luke 13. Verse 11 to 17. I will not read all. I will just read some and then just And therefore, there was a woman. How many of you know that story? The woman who was bent over for 18 years. 18 years, this is how she was walking. I remember we went for this crusade, and there was a woman, an elderly woman who was bent over like that and was coming with a stick. Bent over like that. Just like it was in this passage. And as the power of the Lord moved, it touched the woman. And the woman stretched and lifted up her stick and was walking, dancing, and glorifying God. The same thing happened in this passage. When Jesus went to the temple and found a woman who was bent and could not stretch. And then the Bible says that he healed the woman and the woman stretched. He had mercy on the woman and healed the woman. And then the Pharisees came and accused him. And he said, this daughter of Abraham has been in this affliction for 18 years. Is it not just right that even on the Sabbath day, she will be made well? So it was the mercy that God had on this woman that liberated her from being bent for the rest of her life. From that infirmity for 18 years. I pray for everyone here who is under an infirmity, who has been afflicted by an infirmity, who has been afflicted by a sickness, who has been afflicted by an issue in your life, I command in the name of Jesus, may the mercy of God liberate you. May the mercy of God liberate you. May the mercy of God liberate you. Shout, the mercy of God is liberating me. Shakata Rabahash. Oh yes, the Lord's mercy is guaranteed liberation and deliverance. Mercy liberated that woman and she was free. Number five, the Lord's mercy establishes new things. The Lord's mercy establishes new things. When God has mercy on you, new things will start happening in your life. Some of you, your lives have become stale. The same thing that you had 10 years ago is the same thing you have. There's nothing new. No new testimonies. No new miracles. Nothing new in your life for you to celebrate. It's that same old thing. That same old story. Anytime you lift up your mouth to speak, you are still talking about the good old days. I pray that the mercy of God will bring new things to your life. Tonight, may the mercy of God find 20 people here and bring them new things. After tonight, may new miracles happen. May new favors happen. May new opportunities happen. May new doors be open. May new things come your way. New stories to tell. New miracles to share. New favors to enjoy. New jobs, new opportunities, new customers, new clients, new members. May new things begin to happen in your life. May new things begin to happen in your life. Receive new things. Therefore, behold, I shall do a new thing. It is wrong that you get to a place in your life that you can't find a new thing. It's wrong. Tell somebody it's wrong. Because the Bible says that his mercies are new, isn't it? Every morning. They are new every morning. The things he does for us, they are new every morning. It's not every year. Every what? Morning. They are new every morning. And so every morning, we must get something new. That's why Jesus was praying and said, give us this day our daily, oh my goodness, our daily what? Bread. Not monthly, not week, daily. Not once in a week bread. Say daily miracles. Oh, you are not saying it with conviction. Say daily miracles. Say daily opportunities. Say daily doors. Say daily breakthroughs. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare that after tonight, when the mercy of God locates you afresh, every day in the month, you will have a new testimony.
a new miracle, a new opportunity. Doors are open. You will have a reason to say thank you, Jesus. Every day when you step out of your room, you will meet a miracle. When you step out of your room, you will meet a breakthrough. When you step out of your room, you will get an opportunity. Shout your loudest, amen.
Clap your two hands together for them. Oh yes, they are new every morning. It is the Lord's message that establishes new things. Lamentations 3:23. They are new every morning. It establishes it. And when we talk about faithfulness, we are talking about God's dependability. We are talking about God's reliability. We are talking about the fact that God doesn't change his mind towards you. And you must understand that in this life, many things happen. Things can happen to you. Mistakes can happen. You may lose out on certain things. You may fall short of the mark at any time, no matter how strong you think you are. And sometimes, you just need the mercy of God so that God doesn't change his original intent concerning you. So that God doesn't say that, I am the one that said, I will make you king, but you will not rule anymore. May that not be your story. Do you know it happened in the Bible? It happened to Saul. God said, I'm the one that appointed you, but from today, I've given your throne to somebody. So God can choose to take his faithfulness away from you. But what preserves God's faithfulness in your life and establishes it, that God doesn't change his mind, no matter the mistakes you make like David, is when his sure mercies are in your place, are in place, are in your life. That's why we call the sure mercies of David. Lift up your choice. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Say, Lord, I am man. Say, I'm a man. I'm a human being. I am liable to sin. I have weaknesses. It is your mercies. It's your mercies. It's your mercies. It's only the mercies of God that will make God not change his mind. Because sometimes there are things that happen to us that it is only fair, or it is only normal that God should change his mind. But mercy can intervene. Wherever you have found yourself in life, that you think that God's mercies or God's original purpose and original plan for your life, your marriage, your ministry, your children, your future has kind of shifted and changed, I declare that may mercy intervene for you. May mercy intervene for you. May mercy intervene for you. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Or are you clapping for Jesus at all? So you are able to see and experience the unreliability and dependability of God. And God hasn't changed his mind towards us, irrespective of our errors. Number 7, the Lord's mercy establishes our portion in God. I hope you wrote out the scripture, Lamentations 3:23. You wrote it down. His mercies are, they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. That one is for number 6. So number seven, the Lord's mercies establishes our portion in God. The Lord's mercies establishes our portion in God. The Lord's mercies establishes our portion in God. Lamentation 3:24. He said, then the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. So when mercy is in place, then your portion will not be out of place. You will always receive your allocation. You always receive what God has planned for your life. You always receive what God has intended for your life. You always receive what God has planned for your life. Can I hear an amen? So I stretch forth my hands in the spirit. And I declare that whatever God has planned for you year 2025, may the mercy of God deliver it into your life. I said, may the mercy of God deliver it into your life. Shout, may mercy deliver my allocation. I can hear you shout, mercy delivers my allocation. Whatever God has planned for me, Mercy is the dispatch rider that delivers it to you. Mercy is the conveyor belt that carries it to you. Mercy is what transports the portion of God for you from God to you. It says that, therefore my soul shall say the Lord is my portion. May God be your portion. I said your amen can be louder. May God be your portion. May God be your portion. May God be your portion. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. In Psalm 136, verse 19 to 21, the Bible says that Sihon, king of the Amorite, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. Then 21, and gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. So God gave the lands of the king of Og and gave the lands of the king of Amorite to the children of Israel as a heritage on the platform of mercy. That means that seats that people are sitting on, like Saul was sitting on a throne, the mercies of God that located David moved Saul out of the throne and brought David on the throne. The mercies of God that located Esther dethroned Vashti and enthroned Esther. I declare that tonight the mercy of God is coming upon you. It will dethrone the wrong people out of the place, and it will enthrone you in your rightful place. It will dethrone those that are sitting in your office and will enthrone you in that office. It will dethrone the people that have occupied your customers and will grant you those customers. It will dethrone those that are dating your potential husband and will cause you to marry that husband. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive that mercy in the name of Jesus.
Clap your two hands if you believe that. The mercy of God that establishes our portion. And again, number 8, the Lord's mercy establishes the goodness of the Lord in our lives. Ah, it makes us see God's goodness. Am I a hunyami ayemuye? Am I a hunyami ayemuye? Like say nyami hu mo boa o. Am I in yoma sisi ma o? Huh? Yakasa nyami hu obi bomba, nyasa why born in pew. Say un qualify for bibi. No, no nyami. We hu mo bo. Na wa ma un saka. Are you getting what I'm saying? Say wo nia won di anka ye di achieve bibi. No, no nyankopon. Wa be mo ma o. Na un saka. It is an act of mercy. They are functions of mercy. And I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Year 2025, in the month of March, may the Lord be merciful to you. What you don't qualify for, you are getting it. What your strength cannot gain you, you are getting it. Victories that your hand could not fight, victories that your mouth could not fight, places that your legs could not take you to, the Lord will have mercy and carry you there. May angels carry you there. May doors open that you did not knock. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your two hands together for the Lord.
Are you sure you are clapping for the Lord? Say, may I see the goodness of the Lord all the days of my life on the platform of mercy. On the platform of mercy. Hear me. Anyone here under the sound of my voice that you think your time is delayed, that you think you have gone past your time, your time for marriage, your time to build, your time for ministry, your time to travel, that you feel that you are behind time, your friends seem to have taken the lead, what you need is called mercy. I stretch forth my hands in the spirit upon the exalted altar of the Lord, and I declare the mercy for speed is locating you. Mercy for favor is locating you. Somebody, you are catching up with your friends. You are catching up with those who have gone ahead.
You are catching up with those who have taken the lead. You are catching up with those who have gone ahead. Favor is speaking for you. Grace is speaking for you. Mercy is speaking for you. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you. You are achieving in 1 year what you couldn't achieve in 10 years. You are achieving in 1 month what would have taken you 5 years to achieve. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be like thunder. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be like fire. Clap your two hands together. Say, Lord, have mercy.
Shakataka. Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Don't forget, he started from 22. And from 22, he said, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Then he ended it and said, the Lord is my portion, therefore I hope in him. And the Lord is good to those who wait for him because of mercy. Because of mercy, your wait will not be in vain. You didn't hear what I said. Your waiting time will not be wasting time. Without the mercy of God, waiting time can become wasting time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Without the mercy of God, you can wait and wait and wait and wait until you die. But when the mercy of God comes in, that is when your waiting time will not be a wasting time. I declare that your waiting time will never be a wasting time. Your waiting for that marriage will never be a wasting time. Your waiting for that visa will never be a wasting time. Your waiting for that ministerial breakthrough will never be a wasting time. Because the mercy of God will step into your case. And it will rewrite the narrative. It will rewrite the story. It will rewrite the situation. And your waiting time will rather become a testimony for you. Clap your two hands together for the Lord.
That is why you hear people say, it took me 10 years before I got my first child. Then, because people heard the 10 years, wow, they start clapping. What a miracle. You see, it becomes a beautiful story. But it wouldn't have ended that well if God didn't have mercy to bring the child. It would have been, I waited and waited and waited. God has failed me. True or not true? So it is the mercy of God that translates waiting time into manifestation. It is the mercy of God that ensures that your waiting time is not wasting time. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Lift up your hand and said, I'm not wasting time. I am waiting on my miracle. Say, by the mercies of God, my miracle appears. In this month of March, my testimony appears. Clap your hands and say, I receive my testimony. Clap your hands and say, this month of March, I receive my miracle. I receive my testimony that will change my waiting time, that will change my wasting time into a waiting time. Receive it 3 times. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it.
So how do we experience the mercy of God? Number one, by forsaking our sins, repenting. We receive mercy by repenting, by changing. We receive mercy by, tell somebody, we receive mercy by changing. We receive mercy by repentance. Yeah. We receive mercy by repentance, by changing. That's how we receive mercy. Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 13. Proverbs 28:13. Let's be quick. Everybody read with me. One go. He who covers his sins will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have, come on, will have, whoever confesses and stops and forsakes
That is repentance. Repentance is not you come and cry and say, I'm sorry, and tomorrow you go back. That's not repentance. Tell somebody that's not repentance. Repentance is not feeling bad about it. Oh, I feel bad. Then you are crying. You say, oh, he has changed. It's a lie. It's a lie. It is when you stop doing it, then we know you have changed. To repent means to change. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so we are not moved by tears. And God is not moved by tears. It is your change that God is looking for. And change is what will provoke the mercy. When God sees that you have changed, then he will have mercy on your wasting time. And he will give you speed to catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. Otherwise, you will keep wasting your life away. Because you have not changed. You are still doing the same bad things. You cry after you go and do it. Are you guys what I'm saying? So, he that covers his sins doesn't get mercy. He that hides his sins doesn't have mercy. But he that confesses and don't end there, but forsakes, changes, he will do what? Get mercy. In this month of March, may true repentance show forth in your life. Whatever you know is limiting the flow of God in your life, may you truly repent and have mercy. Whatever you know is giving the devil an advantage to destroy your ministry, destroy your business, destroy your finances, destroy your marital destiny, destroy the plans of God for your life, may you repent genuinely and receive mercy. Clap your two hands and say, I repent. Clap and say, I repent and I receive mercy. Say, I forsake and I receive mercy.
Oh, Jesus. Number two, by walking in the path of mercifulness, by being merciful to others, by being merciful to others, you get mercy by sowing mercy. Unhunipa mobo. Odi enyami hu mobo. Odi this will be an count. This will be a team. Obe nanti ne nezo. A tit for a tit. A tooth for a tooth. Tit for tat. What did this say? Obian tia on us. You will show him blue black. Now, if you are like that, you are out of the corridors of mercy. God can never have mercy on you. Yes. Because you don't show mercy, you don't have mercy on others. You are wicked. Psalm 18 verse 25. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. Ha! With the merciful, God will show himself merciful. Listen. You are asking God, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. What about that brother? What about that sister? That you have decided, Mimi Fanchani, da! Jesus said, when you pray, and you remember, or when you come to give offering, and you remember that you have not been merciful to someone, leave your offering and go. And go and make peace. He says, when you pray, our Father, make sure that you have forgiven your brother. Forgive us as we forgive those who sins against us. For whoever does not forgive his brother, will my heavenly Father not also forgive him? Mercy for mercy. Say mercy for mercy. As for you, you are no nonsense. Brother, no nonsense. Nobody can laugh with you. Nobody can play with you. The least provocation, slap will follow. Insult will follow. You will fire the person right now. You will beat the person. Once you are like that, you are out of the regions of mercy. To he who shows himself merciful, I will be merciful. Three, by calling for mercy at the place of mercy. How do you receive mercy? By praying for mercy. By calling for mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Rabba dakabah. Tonight, that's how you are going to pray. Thou son of David,
Thou God of rescue, Thou God of rescue, have mercy upon me. Thou God of Reverend Prince, have mercy upon me. Jesus, show me kindness. Have mercy on me. We are going to cry to God. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He said we should come boldly so we will find. So we have come tonight. He said we should ask, we shall also receive. Matthew 7:7. So we are going to ask and we are going to receive. Is somebody here? Oh, is somebody here? Is somebody here? Luke 18. You read the whole story from verse 38. You read the whole story. It said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And didn't he get the mercy? He got it. Clap your two hands for the Lord. This month of March, may mercy locate you. So that 2025, whatever you don't qualify for, whatever you have lost, you will get it. Whatever you don't qualify for, you will get it. Whatever you must receive as punishment for something you did, the Lord will spare you and the Lord will exempt you. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.